The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
News out this morning from Harina Rare Earths. The company has signed an exclusivity agreement to acquire assets in the US. Here to join us, here to tell us all about it, Ivan Murphy, the company's executive chairman. Ivan, hello.
Morning, Alistair. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Busy.
So tell us about this this idea that you've got, the plan to potentially acquire some assets in the US. What's the status of the deal, and where's it going to go?
Great. Well, listen, look, we're really excited about this. This is another, piece in our jigsaw and part of our plan to develop and build out a, a significant critical minerals solutions provider to the Western economies, primarily the US. And that's our stated strategy already, as you know, at Madagascar. And, we're working through a relationship with the US government there. And we hope to update the market on that too very shortly. So this is very much in keeping with that. This is a whole selection of very interesting permits in the best mining jurisdiction, probably in America, but certainly in California, in San Bernardino County. That's where MP Materials are. MP Materials are the absolute mothership of rare earths in the US, the only producer of rare earths in the US that has been recently received huge funding from the US government, as you and I have talked about before. So these permits are in the right geography, in the right county, where there's a huge amount of mining business already. And they're very prospective for rare earths and also uranium, which is another very key critical mineral, which we like. So, yeah. So, look, this is a, first step. We're going to have an exclusivity period over a couple of months now to complete our DD. We'll do a site visit with the team. Our technical team and geological team and I will go out in, I think, the week after next. And then, once we'll come back, we'll kind of see where we are, and we'll update the market accordingly. But, very excited. The critical mineral space in the US is under a huge amount of focus. That's escalated with the conflict we're seeing in the Middle East, as more and more of these products are needed to supply the defense industry.
Yeah, very interesting. You talk about the prospectivity of the assets there. And in the release, which you guys put out to announce this potential deal, some comparison was made to some famous assets elsewhere as well. Perhaps you could talk to that for a second, Ivan, give us some idea of what we're sort of setting against these projects.
Yeah, well, I think there's sort of two things we're trying to draw attention to in the release, which are factual, which is, first of all, the proximity to MP Materials of these permits, their history as gold and silver mines. So they have a long history of mineralization, and a more recent work that's been done that's shown very prospective and very interesting grades potentially across heavy rare earths specifically, which is a big part of the feedstock that's missing in the US, particularly at MP Materials. So, and that's very much in keeping with our heavy rare earth project in Madagascar, which we've talked about a lot before. So I think that kind of proximity, that location is very important. On the uranium side, the grades are massive, as Alan mentions in his quotation here on the release, some 10 times higher grades than some of the projects that are in operation at the moment. So, yeah, very prospective, showing really well, and we think definitely worth further consideration. So much in its favor for us. We like the county. We like the jurisdiction. We have a commitment to America. We have our OTC listing. This is great for our US investors, to have something in country to talk about with them. And as you know, the Madagascan project is moving so well for us, which we've discussed with you before. It's really in development now. So we have just we have a little bit of space to, consider other things. Not much space, because we're very busy with the Madagascan project, but enough to sort of think about some other things that are, sit well within our skill set, sit well within our strategy, geopolitically especially, which is tilted towards the US. So, yeah, so no, really excited about these. We think it'll be interesting, and look forward to doing more work and, coming to a conclusion on them pretty quickly.
So would it be fair to characterize the company's portfolio in the following way? The Madagascar project is very much the advanced project, with the US assets potentially, if they do get come into the company, sort of coming along behind as being the sort of next stage of the company's future development.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's a good summary. And, also these assets allow us to, these US assets that we will potentially acquire, they allow us to exert our proven skill set in moving projects from exploration much further up the curve. And making them more attractive then for potentially the local players in the US or for us or whoever. So, we think it's a good use of our skill set. And again, it's very consistent with our strategy around and our connectivity with the US government.
So you mentioned the due diligence period on the US assets, Ivan. Assuming everything goes well and you like what you see in the due diligence, what will happen then? What will be the next steps?
Yeah, so look, we've obviously been, now we'll discuss some sort of, the final details with the vendor who we've got a very good relationship with. It's a private company, Paradigm, so that's much easier to deal with. It's a private asset holding company, permit holding company. So they'll be with us when we visit in California the week after next, I think it is. So they'll be with us, and then we'll work through a plan. And if everything is to what everything so far we like, but we need to get into the detail further, and we'll update the market when we've done that, and we'll be hoping to move forward with these in due course.
And before we close out, Ivan, is there any other news flow we should be looking out for from the company?
Well, look, we're still looking forward to updating the market on where we are with the DFC. We've been clear about that. Also, there's licensing progress being made. Alan, our executive technical director, was in country and with our team last week or the week before last, with the ministry and with the Chamber of Mines, etc. So, yeah, so look, still on track to be updating the market both on the DFC and on our licensing in the near term.
Well, it's great to see you guys making progress on several fronts. For now, though, Ivan, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Alistair. Good to see you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.